This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org.
As of Monday, April 11th, 2022, Montana reports 272,919 confirmed COVID-19 cases, with 67 new cases of coronavirus infection reported since Friday. 11 new cases in Flathead County, that's Kalispell, Whitefish. 11 new cases in Gallatin County, Bozeman, MSU, Big Sky. 11 new cases in Yellowstone County, Billings and the Crow Indian Reservation. 6 new cases in Missoula County, Missoula and the University of Montana, 6 new cases in Ravalli County, Hamilton, and more new cases in 13 more Montana counties. The number of active coronavirus cases in Montana is 344. Currently, 14 people are being treated in Montana hospitals for COVID-19. 3,255 people have died in Montana of COVID-19. Nationwide, more than 984,000 Americans have died. There have been 80,300,000 cases of coronavirus in the U.S. and counting. Coronavirus cases are on the rise again, prompting cities and businesses to reinstate preventative health policies. Philadelphia will reinstate its indoor mask mandate as of Monday, April 18th, as cases in that city quickly rise. Philadelphia's decision comes after a slew of states and major cities dropped their masking requirements as cases began trending downward in January. Hawaii became the last state to drop its mask requirement just 3 weeks ago on March 25th. Nationally, cases are trending upward in more than half of the states, though case numbers are still relatively low. The CDC will share a scientific framework this week for the federal transportation mask mandate set to expire April 18th. The federal mandate requires masks on public transportation such as planes, trains, and buses, and in transportation hubs like airports and bus terminals. A judge says that state environmental officials unlawfully approved a large copper mine in central Montana despite concerns that mining waste would pollute a river that's popular among boaters and recreationists. Judge Catherine Bidegaray in Marr County issued a decision Friday that said officials with the Montana Department of Environmental Quality failed to conduct an adequate review of the proposed Black Butte mine north of White Sulphur Springs. Work began last year on the mine along a tributary of the Smith River, a waterway so popular among boaters that the state holds an annual lottery to decide who can float down the Smith. The underground mine, sponsored by Vancouver-based Sandfire Resources, is on private land and is planned to extract 15.3 million tons of copper-laden rock and waste over 15 years, roughly 440 tons a day. Environmentalists sued over potential pollution from the mine and asked Bidegaray to reconsider its permit. The judge's ruling leaves that permit in place for now, but the two sides in the case must submit legal briefs within 45 days to address what should happen next. Amid low precipitation and warmer than average temperatures, snowpack levels across southwest Montana dropped for a third consecutive month in March, according to a monthly federal report. The Water Supply Outlook report released by the USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service shows that on April 1st, snowpack levels in the Gallatin, Madison, Jefferson, and Upper Yellowstone River basins were below normal and that they had decreased from the below normal levels reported a month earlier. Southwest Montana has not gotten a lot of snow since mid-January, so much of the snowpack is what accumulated in December. The Bracket Creek Snowtell site is reading its second lowest snowpack level in 28 years. The Sacagawea site is reading its lowest level in 23 years. On April 1st, the Arch Falls site in the Hyalite area read its lowest level of snowpack in 62 years. A significant amount of water hasn't yet been released in the spring melt from upper elevations across the region, but due to snowpack deficits, stream flows around southwest Montana are forecast to be below normal this spring and summer.
This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.